今天选读的经文记载在新约约翰福音20章1至18节。会众请聆听上帝的话。七日的第一日清早，天还黑的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚来到坟墓那里，看见石头从坟墓挪开了，就跑来见西门彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒，对他们说，有人把主从坟墓里挪了去，我们不知道放在哪里。彼得和那门徒就出来往坟墓那里去，两个人同跑，那门徒比彼得跑得更快，先到了坟墓，低头往里看，就见细麻布还放在那里，只是没有进去。西门彼得随后也到了，进坟墓里去，就看见细麻布还放在那里，又看见耶稣的裹头巾没有和细麻布放在一处，是另在一处卷着。先到坟墓的那门徒也进去，看见就信了，因为他们还不明白圣经的意思，就是耶稣必要从死里复活。于是两个门徒回自己的住处去了，玛利亚却站在坟墓外面哭。哭的时候低头往坟墓里看，就见两个天使穿着白衣，在安放耶稣身体的地方坐着，一个在头，一个在脚。天使对他说，妇人，你为什么哭？他说，因为有人把我主挪了去，我不知道放在哪里。说了这话，就转过身来，看见耶稣站在那里，却不知道是耶稣。耶稣问他说，妇人，为什么哭？你找谁呢？玛利亚以为是看园的，就对他说，先生，若是你把他移了去，请告诉我，你把他放在哪里，我便去取他。耶稣说，玛利亚。玛利亚就转过来，用希伯来话对他说，拉波尼。耶稣说，不要摸我，因我还没有升上去见我的父。你往我弟兄那里去，告诉他们说，我要升上去见我的父，也是你们的父，见我的上帝，也是你们的上帝。抹大拉的玛利亚就去告诉门徒说，我已经看见了主。他又将主对他说的这话告诉他们。本周箴言，请大家连同经文出处连续读两次。哥林多前书15章14节，若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
我们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
相信在座的每一个人从小到大一定都哭过哈。
I'm sure that everyone here has cried since childhood.
大家为什么会哭呢？
Why do you cry?
原因一定是多种多样的。
There must be all kinds of reasons.
今天的经文当中呢，有一个问题呢，是两次被问到哈。
In today's scripture, there's a question that's asked twice.
在这个经文当中问到，你为什么哭？
In the scripture, it asks, why are you crying?
问这个妇人玛利亚哈。
Ask the Mary Magdalene.
在这段经文当中，我们看到天使跟耶稣都先后问了这个问题。
In this passage, we see that.The angels and Jesus both asked this question.
那玛利亚为什么要哭呢？
Why was Mary crying?
因为她正在经历生离死别的伤痛。
Because she was experiencing a pain of separation from life and death.
那圣经先后提到过五六位妇人是叫都是叫玛利亚的。
The Bible mentions five or six named Mary.
这位玛利亚呢是也被叫做摩大拉的玛利亚。
This Mary was also, was Mary Magdalene.
在马可福音十六章九节记载。
According to Mark 16:9,
主耶稣曾经从他的身上赶出过七个污鬼。
Jesus once drove out seven demons out of her.
所以主耶稣是玛利亚的大恩人。
Therefore, Jesus was Mary's great benefactor.
不光是这样呢，主耶稣为他赶出污鬼以后呢，玛利亚还一直跟着耶稣。
Not only that,after Jesus drove out the demons from her, Mary followed her, followed him all the time.
直就是连主耶稣被钉十字架、受死、埋葬，整个过程，玛利亚都在主耶稣的身旁。
She was by his side during his crucifixion, death, and burial.
她对主耶稣的爱一定是非常深。
Her love for Jesus was very deep.
现在她就找不到主耶稣的身体了。
But now she could not find Jesus' body.
那这是双重的打击。
This was a double blow.
这个让她是悲痛欲绝。
And she was heartbroken after that.
但是感谢主，耶稣的身体不见了，并不是有人把它挪走了。
But thank to God, the body of Jesus disappeared, not because someone moved it away.
也不是被人偷走藏了起来。
Or because someone stole it and hidden it.
耶稣的身体不在坟墓里面，因为他复活了。
The body of Jesus is not in the tomb because he resurrected.
弟兄姐妹们，今天是复活节。
Brothers and sisters, today is Easter.
相信每一间教会，无论你是哪个宗派都在讲主耶稣复活的信息。
I believe that every church, regardless of which denomination it belongs to, is preaching the message of Jesus' resurrection today.
那有关主耶稣复活呢？我想最重要的可能有两点。
The most important things about Jesus' resurrection could be two points.
第一点呢，就是我们要信。
First, we must believe.
我们要信主耶稣复活了。
We must believe Jesus resurrected.
第二点就是我们要去传。
Second, we must proclaim.
我们要传这个复活的耶稣。
We must proclaim this resurrected Jesus.
今天的经文是主耶稣复活当天的一些记载。
Today's scripture is some records of the day Jesus was resurrected.
我们就来看看哪些地方讲到主耶稣复活不是一个虚构的故事。
Let's look at what part of the scripture tells us the resurrection of Jesus is not a fictional story.
而是一个真实发生过的历史事件。
But a real historical event.
在今天的这段经文当中。
In today's passage.
那我们这个看到提到过有一个人的名字哈，叫做耶稣所爱的那门徒。
There was a disciple that was mentioned, the one whom Jesus loved.
那这位门徒呢，就是约翰。
This disciple is John.
也就是我们今天所读的这个约翰福音的作者约翰。
Which is the author of the Gospel John.
那当年约翰是亲眼看到了这个空坟墓。
He saw the empty tomb himself.
他见证了耶稣的复活。
Witnessed the resurrection of Jesus.
他为我们特别讲了一些包裹耶稣的这个裹尸布或者说细麻布的一些细节。
And he provided us with some details of the linen cloth that wrapped Jesus.
那耶稣的坟墓突然成了空坟墓。
Jesus' tomb was empty suddenly.
从古至今呢，很多人都不愿意相信，那是因为耶稣复活了。
Many people are unwilling to believe that this was Jesus' resurrection.
很多人认为呢，是耶稣的门徒把耶稣的身体给偷走了。
Many people think that it's because of Jesus' disciple stole the body of Jesus.
但耶稣的身体真的可以被偷走，有这样的可能吗？
But is it really possible that Jesus' body was stolen?
根据马太福音二十七章的记载
，According to Matthew 27,
为了防止耶稣的门徒偷尸体
，In order to prevent Jesus' disciple to steal the body,
当年耶稣的坟墓是由罗马的士兵重兵把守的
，The tomb was heavily guarded by the Roman soldiers.
而且当时犹太人坟墓呢，是在山上的岩石当中凿出了一个洞，就像这个屏幕上的一样。
And the Jewish tomb at the time was holes dug out of a mountain, just like the site.
Yeah, 整个墓穴呢是只有一个入口。
The whole tomb only had one entrance.
那放入尸体以后呢，从外面就会用很大的一个石头把这个入口把它关起来。
And after the body was placed, there's a huge stone that was used to block the entrance.
那要挪动那么大的石头，一定会有很大的动静。
Moving such stones would make a lot of noises.
所以要在这样的情况下去偷尸体是非常非常难的。
So it must have been very hard to steal such a body.
那另外呢，在今天的经文两次哈提到这个包裹耶稣身体的这个细麻布，说细麻布。还放在那个地方。
In addition, the scripture mentioned twice that the linen cloth is still there.
这就强调呢，这个细麻布还是像之前包裹耶稣的身体的时候是一样的。
Which emphasized the linen cloth was still as it was when they wrapped up Jesus' body.
是原封不动的被留在了坟墓里面。
It's still as the same as when it was before.
除此以外，我们看到彼得他还说他看见这个裹头巾啊，裹头的。这块这个细麻布是被卷起来。
And in addition, Peter also saw the shroud was still rolled up and rolled up on the other side.
而且是专门是另外放在一边。
And then placed on the other side.
那这些呢，就是提醒我们，如果真的有人进到坟墓要偷耶稣的身体
，It tells us that if someone were actually to steal the body,
啊，比如我们进去，那我们一定是想。尽快偷完，马上就出来。
We want to steal it as and leave as quickly as possible.
一定不会花时间去把这个细麻布一层层把它拆掉。
And we would not have taken the time to taken away the linen cloth.
更不可能拆完之后，我们走以前还要把它折好，放回原处。
And we wouldn't carefully roll them up again.
所以主耶稣的尸体不见了，坟墓空了，只有一种解释。
So there is only one explanation of the disappearance of Jesus' body.
只可能是主耶稣他复活了。
Could only be that Jesus was resurrected.
他的身体是穿过包裹他的细麻布。
His body was passed through the linen cloth that wrapped him.
主耶稣的复活的身体呢，其实不受任何东西的阻挡。
Jesus' body was not blocked by anything.
就好像后来他可以这个突然出现在锁的非常严严实实的一个房子里面。
Just as he could suddenly appear in a locked house.
会突然站在门徒们的面前
，appear in front of the disciples。
所以空坟墓是耶稣复活的重要证据。
The empty tomb is a important evidence of Jesus' resurrection。
那门徒的改变呢？同样也证明耶稣真的复活了。
And the changes of the disciples also proves that Jesus was truly resurrected。
那首先我们来看看之前我们讲的这个抹大拉的玛利亚。
First, let's look at Mary Magdalene.
当玛利亚亲眼见到复活了耶稣以后
，When Mary saw her with her own eyes the resurrected Jesus,
她不但不再那么悲伤
，She was no longer sad.
她还去找到耶稣的门徒
，But she went and find Jesus' disciple.
告诉他们耶稣复活的好消息
，Tell them that Jesus the good news of Lord's resurrection.
而从圣经其他的记载，我们可以知道。
And from many records in the Bible,
耶稣复活之后呢，不光是向抹大拉的玛利亚显现。
After Jesus was resurrected, he not only appeared to Mary Magdalene,
还像其他的很多的门徒，在这个很多次在不同的地方向他们显现。
But also to many disciples at many times and many different places.
根据哥林多前书十五章
，According to 1 Corinthians 15.
耶稣复活以后呢，不单是向十二个门徒显现。
We know that Jesus, after Jesus resurrected, he not only appeared to the 12 apostles.
他还同时显现给五百多个弟兄看。
But to more than 500 brothers at the time.
我们知道保罗在讲这件事情的时候呢，他说好多人大半以上都还活着呢。
When Paul was talking about this, more than half of these brothers were still alive.
那些人都是当年主耶稣复活的见证人。
These people were witness of Jesus' resurrection.
也就是说，当时有谁，你如果不相信的话，你马上可以去问这些人。
If anybody did not believe the resurrection of Jesus, they could ask them directly.
那这些人就是最早的基督徒。
These were the earliest Christian.
他们最早开始建立教会。
The earliest to establish the church.
教会不断发展，一直到了2000年后今天的我们。
The church has continued to develop till today, 2000 years later.
因为见到了复活的主耶稣
After seeing the resurrected Lord,
之前因为害怕躲起来这些门徒
the disciples who had previously been hidden of fear,
后来都很勇敢，毫无畏惧
later became fearless.
他们在耶路撒冷，在犹太全地，在撒玛利亚，甚至在欧洲的很多地方都放胆传道
preached boldly in Jerusalem, all of Judea, Samaria, and even many parts of Europe.
耶稣的十二个门徒当中
Amongst the 12 disciples of Jesus,
除了犹大上吊以外
except for Judas who hanged himself,
其余的都大遭逼迫
the rest was greatly persecuted.
今天经文当中提到的彼得是后来被倒钉着倒挂着钉在十字架上钉死的
The Peter mentioned in today's scripture was hanged upside down on the cross.
那其余的门徒、除了约翰被流放老死在一个海岛以外
And the rest of the disciples, except for the、disciple John, who was exiled and died of old age and on an island.
其实都是为了、传讲主耶稣的复活，传讲耶稣在十字架上所成就的救恩而先后殉道。
The rest of the disciples were martyred one after another for preaching the resurrection of Jesus and the salvation of Jesus.
第一批的基督徒很多人殉道。
Many of the first Christians were martyred.
后来的基督徒也是一样
And so were the later Christians.
据说在过去的一个世纪
In the past century,
为信仰殉道的基督徒
The number of Christians that have been martyred for their faith
比过去二十个世纪殉道的总人数都还多
Is more than the number of Christians that for the past 20 century.
在过去的一个世纪
In the past one century,
为基督信仰殉道的人
For...The number of Christians that have been martyred for Jesus.
比过去二十个世纪为信仰殉道的人都还要多
is more than the number of Christians of the past 20th century.
弟兄姐妹们
brothers and sisters,
为什么门徒们包括历史历代这些弟兄姐妹们有这么大的一些改变
Why did the disciples change so dramatically?
有这么多的人不怕死要去传福音要坚守基督信仰
Why were so many people willing to uphold the faith and spread gospel?
原因只有一个
There's only one reason.
因为他们所传的耶稣复活了
That is, they truly saw the resurrected Jesus.
因为不会有人愿意为了自己编造的一个谎言去死，会不会
Because no one would die for a lie they made up.
更不会有这么多的人愿意为着同一个谎言去死
And even less people die for the same lie.
这只能说明耶稣真的复活了
This can only mean that the Lord has truly resurrected.
那另外我们今天看到这个讲到十字架十字架本来是一个非常残酷非常可怕的一个刑具
In addition to the cross that which was originally a cruel and terrible torture device
后来居然成了这个救赎的记号成了和平的记号
But later become a symbol of salvation and peace
被世界各地的人戴在脖子上挂在家里
And was worn on the legs and hung at hunting homes of people all over the world.
甚至还印在国旗上、印在这个救护车上。
And even printed on national flags and ambulances.
为什么会这样呢
Why is that?
只有一个原因。
There's only one reason.
因为曾经被钉死在十字架上的耶稣他复活了。
Because Jesus who was once crucified on the cross resurrected.
弟兄姐妹们这么大的改变是因为我们所传的所信的耶稣真是复活的主。
Brothers and sisters, such an extreme change is because the Jesus we preach and believe in is truly a resurrected Lord.
而这个、这位复活的耶稣哈，他不光是改变了门徒。
This resurrected Jesus not only changed his disciple.
不光是改变了十字架的意义。
And the meaning of the cross.
他还改变着历史历代的基督徒。
But also changed Christians throughout history.
包括今天在座的我们。
Including us today.
那上个礼拜天、上个礼拜了我跟我的父母视频聊天、啊、
Last week I video called my parents、
他们在中国
They're in China
那快80岁的老父亲说
My father who is almost 80 years old
他跟我说他过去这段时间、他的几个中学同学都走了
Said that several of his middle school classmates passed away recently、
我可以体会他们有点伤感啊
I know that there might be a little bit sad.
那天晚上呢，我就跟他们分享诗篇九十篇。
And that night, I shared with him Psalms 90,
摩西的诗
by Moses.
摩西说我们一生的年日是70岁若是强壮可以到80岁
Moses said the years of our life is 70 or even by reasons of strength 80
但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦转眼成功我们便如飞而去
Yet their span is but toil and trouble They are soon gone and we fly away
弟兄姐妹们人生一辈子
Brothers and sisters
如果不出什么意外我们也就短短几十年
If nothing unexpected happens Our life is only several decades
如果都是这样劳苦愁烦转眼成功如飞而去
If all is toil and troubleIf all are soon gone, fly and fly away.
那我们这一生又有什么意义呢
And what is the meaning of a life?
又有什么希望呢
What is the hope?
而我们大部分的人生当中
Most of us in our lives
都常常充满各种的难处各种的挑战
are full of suffering and challenges.
不久前我在讲道当中提到我们中国人常常用四个字来总结人生
Not long ago, I mentioned that us Chinese, we usually use four words to summarize our life.
我们叫人生苦短
Life is bitter and short.
生活中我们每一个人都不得不去面对很多的失望很多的遗憾
In life, we have to face various disappointments,
各种的伤痛甚至是绝望
various pains and even despairs.
但是最后每一个人都要面对的就是最后的这个生离死别
And of course, we have to face the final separation of life and death.
但是我们今天来信耶稣
However, when we believe today, we believe Jesus today.
我们不是像信菩萨一样单独要单独来熬求病得医治难题被解决。
We're not just praying to Buddha that we to be healed or our illness to be.
我们不单是要为这些事情祷告。
We're not only have to pray for such things.
我们也要在生活的这些患难当中、历境当中去经历、去认识我们这位复活的主。
And we want to learn from this.From the sufferings and challenges of life, we want to experience the Lord who died for us.
因为只有当复活的主成为我们每一个人主的时候
Only when the resurrected Jesus becomes our own Lord.
我们的人生才会有这个世界不能给也夺不走的平安
Our life will have the support and hope that the world cannot take away.
那差不多十年前我在加州的一个宣教机构工作
Almost 10 years ago, I was working at a missionary agency in California.
那是在圣诞节前的前不久的一天。
It was a day before Christmas.
我在办公室联系我们的这些捐款人。
I was in the office contacting our donors.
我们要寄给这个日历寄给他们。
To send them calendars.
其中有一个捐款人的名字呢叫明明。
And one of the donors' name was Ming Ming.
这是我熟悉的汉语拼音。
Which is a Chinese pinyin I'm familiar with.
那我知道他应该是一个美籍华人。
That I know she might be a Chinese American.
我看他资料，他住在美国芝加哥附近的一个小镇。
And she lives in a small town near Chicago.
但可能是因为他搬家了。
Or maybe because she moved.
我们寄给他的好多宣传资料都每次都被退回来。
The promotional materials we sent her were all returned.
所以我打电话呢，是要一个感谢他，第二也是想他给我一个新的地址。
So I called her to thank her and hoping to get her new address.
那我拨通了电话。
So I dialed the number.
电话响了几声。
After it rang a few times.
有人用流利的英文来问我你是谁。
Someone asked me in a fluent English.
那我向他介绍了我自己。
I introduced her to myself.
表明我的来意。
Explain my purpose.
那我才那他才告诉我呢他是明明的妈妈。
And she told me she was Ming Ming's mother.
那我就说哦，不好意思，我可以跟明明讲几句话吗
？And I said to her, "Can I talk to Ming Ming for a few words?"
我一边说的时候，脑子里面一边就飞快闪过接下来可能会发生的一些事情。
As I said this, I thought of a few outcomes.
明明可能把电话接过来
，Ming Ming might pick up the phone.
可能很爽快的给了我新的地址
，and give her a new address without hesitation.
也可以委婉，可能委婉的拒绝我，我经常也被拒绝。
Or she might politely refuse.
希望我们机构以后就不要再寄东西给他。
Hope that our agency will not send her anything.
这也是可能的。
This might be possible.
但明明的妈妈没有把电话拿给明明。
But Ming Ming's mother did not give the phone, hand the phone to Ming Ming.
而是在电话当中很平静的告诉我。
But said calmly on the hand, on the phone.
她说 ，Ming Ming was killed in an automobile accident.
She said, Ming Ming 在一场车祸中过世了。
好，当时非常震惊。
I was so shocked.
我不记得我接下来说了什么。
I don't remember what I said.
但我记得敏敏的妈妈讲的话。
But I remember what Mimi's mother said.
她说上帝对我蛮有恩典。
She said, God has grace on me.
这些年她给我很多帮助。
He helped me a lot throughout this year.
让我慢慢可以走出来。
To get me out of it.
现在我很高兴。
Now I'm so happy.
因为我知道我的女儿在天堂，而且我见到她的时间已经越来越近了。
I know it's getting closer and closer for me to meeting her in heaven.
她听起来是很喜乐的。
She sounded so cheerful.
那敏敏的妈妈如果不认识上帝，
If Mimi's mother did not know God,
如果她不信耶稣是复活的主，
and she did not believe that Jesus was the resurrected Lord,
她跟今天在墓地的这位玛利亚都是一样的。
She could be as desperate as Mary at the tomb.
一样的绝望，一样的留在原地哭泣。
Would I be the same desperate and crying, sitting there crying?
明明的妈妈一定是一位大有信心的基督徒。
Mimi's mother must be a Christian of great faith.
她不单相信主耶稣从死里复活的主。
She not only believed that Jesus was the Lord who resurrected.
她也相信他的应许。
And she also believed that Jesus promised.
相信她的死去的女儿有一天会复活。
Believe that her dead daughter will resurrect one day.
相信将来在天家，她还会见到自己的女儿。
And believe she will see her daughter in heaven one day.
敏敏的妈妈因此可以不再哭泣。
Mimi's mother stopped crying.
因此可以往前看。
Can look forward.
甚至可以，我们说走出这个白发人，送黑发人的痛苦。
And can even get out of the pain of seeing her child die.
而且还可以活的是大有盼望。
And live with great hope.
在约翰福音十一章二十五到二十六节，耶稣说
：“In John 11:25-26,
复活在我，生命也在我。”
Jesus said, "I am the resurrection of life."
信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live.
凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。
And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die.
那下面是保罗说的，保罗也讲过类似的话。
And next, Paul also said something similar.
基督已经从死里复活。
Christ has been risen from the dead.
成为睡了之人初熟的果子。
The first fruit of those who has fallen asleep.
初熟的果子就是耶稣。
The first fruits are Christ.
主耶稣不单自己从死里复活了。
Not only did Jesus himself resurrected from dead.
所有信他的人就算有一天死了。
But all those who believe in him, if they die, will resurrect like him in the future.
这是从死里复活的耶稣给我们每一个人信靠他人的应许。
This is the promise given to us by Jesus who resurrected from the dead.
复活的耶稣给我们带来盼望和改变。
The resurrected Jesus brings us hope and change.
还不光是在这样的生离死别的事情。
Not only in the matter of life and death.
信靠这位复活的主。
Trust in this resurrected Lord.
我们破碎的关系可以起死回生。
Our broken relationships can be revived.
我们在绝望当中，可以找到出路。
We can find a way out in desperation.
我们破碎的，我们这个，面对生活当中各种的试探。
When we face many temptation in life.
甚至是各种的诱惑。
All kinds of temptations.
我们可以去胜过这些诱惑。
We could fight through these temptations.
那比如我们可以胜过手机瘾，胜过游戏瘾
，such as cell phone addiction, game addiction.
我们可以胜过烟瘾、酒瘾、毒瘾
，alcohol addiction, smoking addiction, and gambling addiction.
感谢主，因为他复活的大能。
Thanks God because of the power of his resurrection.
很多人的生命被彻底改变了。
Many people's lives are changed.
每一个被改变的生命都在证明耶稣真的是复活了。
Every life that has been changed proves that Jesus has truly resurrected.
我们不单要信耶稣的复活。
We must not only believe in the resurrection of Jesus.
我们还要去传复活的耶稣。
But also to proclaim the resurrected Jesus.
在今天最后这段经文当中我们看到。
In the last part of today's passage we see.
复活的主让玛利亚，到他的门徒当中去告诉他们，这个复活的信息。
The resurrected Jesus sent Mary to his disciples to tell them his resurrection.
在马可福音十六章十节
，According to Mark 16:10，
我们看到玛利亚去告诉这些向来跟随耶稣的人
，She went and told those disciples who follow him，
就是这些门徒
，These disciples，
记载说他们正哀恸哭泣
，Those disciples were mourning and weeping，
所以当时的门徒也哭的是很不成样子，可以说
，And those disciples were crying nonstop，
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们也要去传我们所信的这位复活的耶稣。
Today we need to preach this resurrected Jesus.
因为很多人都像当年的玛利亚跟门徒一样。
Because many people are like Mary and the disciples back then.
他们正在哭泣。
They are crying.
他们正在各种的伤痛当中，各种的迷茫当中，各种的绝望当中。
They are in all kinds of pain, confusion, and despair.
进入2025年。转眼就快四个月了。
It's been almost 4 months.
我们各种的 AI 哈走进我们的生活。
Various AI has entered our life.
给我们提供了很多的便利。
Providing us with various convenience.
但我们的生活呢，却没有因此变得更好、更平安。
But instead of our life being better or safer,
反倒是更多的动荡、更多的担心。
There's more turbulence and more worrying.
欧洲还有中东的战火，虽然离我们很远。
Although the war in Europe and Middle East are far away from us.
但联邦政府的裁员跟中美贸易战可能直接影响我们的生活。
But the layoff of the federal government and the Sino-US trade war might directly affect our lives.
就算我们可以隔岸观火。
Even if we could watch the fire from the other side.
就算我们可以躺平。
Even if we can just lie flat.
也难以逃过我们各自所要面对的各种的难处。
We can't escape the difficulties of our life.
我们当中有人也像明明的妈妈一样失去了亲人。
Some of us are like Mingming's mother. We lost our loved ones.
有人是自己或者自己家里面的人突然发现得了重病。
Some of us or our loved ones have suddenly found seriously ill.
有人可能婚姻出了很严重的问题。
Or some of them might have
marital problem. 有一些很不能够自拔的一些不良的嗜好
，or some of us might have bad habits that we can't get rid of。
每个人的心中呢，难免都会有各种的不安。
Everyone's heart will inevitably have all kinds of anxiety。
也难免有伤痛的时候，流泪的时候。
And it's inevitable that we will be times of pain and tear。
主耶稣今天也在问你，也在问我。
Jesus is also asking you and me today。
你为什么？
Why are you weeping?
面对一个生来瘸腿的人
，facing a beggar who was born lame.
彼得在《使徒行传》三章六节说
，Peter said in Acts 3:6,
金钱我都没有，只把我所有的给你。
I have no silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you.
我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名，叫你起来行走。
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.Rise up and walk.
今天我们能够靠什么走出困境，不再哭泣呢
？What can we rely on to walk out of trouble and stop crying?
就是去信靠这位复活的主。
Is to trust this Jesus who resurrected.
今天我们又可以把什么给人
？What can we give to others?
去帮助其他人走出困境，不再哭泣呢
？To help them get out of troubles and stop crying.
就是去传扬。复活的主
is to proclaim Jesus who resurrected.
带领周围的人来信靠他，来归向他。
Lead the people around you to trust him and turn to him.
去年的复活节
，last Easter，
大家都还不太认识有一个叫 Randy Wimett 的人。
We probably didn't know who Randy Wimett was.
他是我们信义会的一位牧师。
Is a Lutheran pastor.
那今天呢？我相信我们教会上上下下。几百人，没有人可能还没有听过他的名字。
I believe that hundreds of our members in our church have heard his name.
Randy 牧师从去年八月到今年三月，在我们的英文部做这个临时牧师。
Pastor Randy served us as the interim pastor in the English department of our church.
虽然他在我们当中只有六个多月一点的时间
，although he was only with us for a little over 6 months，
但却带领了差不多十来个人举行了坚信礼。
But he led 10 people to confirmation.
来确信他们的信仰。
To confirm, confirm their faith.
在上个月呢，还在海边为一位青年举行了洗礼。
Last month, he baptized a young man at the beach.
那天在海里旁边有一些人哈，看到我们啊，都知道是洗礼，在一旁也是感谢主，跟我们一起高兴。
Some locals that was around saw us baptizing that day, and they also thank and praise the Lord.
洗礼可以说是传扬复活的耶稣的一种结果。
Baptism could be a result of proclaiming the risen Jesus.
也可以说是传扬复活的主的一种方式。
Or a way to proclaim the risen Jesus.
因为洗礼就是在向世人宣告。
Baptism is to declare to the world.
主耶稣是复活的主。
Jesus is the resurrected
Lord. 我们都应当来信靠他，来归向他。
We should all trust him and turn to him.
而且借着洗礼，我们跟复活的主就有份了。
Through baptism, we are partakers of the resurrected Lord.
我们就跟他连在了一起。
And we are connected with him.
就像保罗说的。
As Paul said.
我们一起来读一遍好了。你可以读英语，读中文都可以啊。岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。在过去的几年
In the past few years,
我们当中新娟、慧珍还有小华几位姐妹都很有爱心。
Several of our sisters, 何清娟、陈慧珍 and 吴小华，
他们一直在关心带领在大岛的几位这个福清的青年人。
Have been kind and leading several young people from 福清 who live in Big Island.
希望他们能够信靠耶稣。
Hoping that they can trust and believe in Christ.
在过去的几个月的每个礼拜六的晚上。
On the Saturday evenings of the past few months,
李牧师在网上也开设这个基要真理班。
Pastor Lee had taught the basics of Christianity online.
帮助这些人来认识基督。
To help these young people to know Christ.
今天你们没有看到李牧师师母哈。
You don't see Pastor Lee and Pastor Lee.
那他们跟还有洪川，他们昨天已经先行一步去了大岛。
Yesterday, Pastor Lee's wife and Hong Chuan has already gone to the Big Island.
今天聚会以后呢，我跟几位弟兄姐妹也会去到大岛。
After today's worship, I will go to the Big Island with several brothers and sisters.
因为今天下午有六位弟兄姐妹在大岛会领受洗礼。
Because there are six brothers and sisters who will be baptized today this afternoon.
而今天很特别。
So today is special.
今天也是我们教会今年第一次的联合崇拜。
Today is also the first joint fellowship of.First joint worship service of our church.
我也想在这个地方再一次的强调。
I'd like to emphasize once more.
我们作为教会，我们首要的责任就是要去传福音。
That as a church, our most important responsibility is to preach the gospel.
就是要去领人洗礼。
Is to lead people to baptism.
就是要去领人做门徒。
Is to make disciples.
这是主耶稣给我们的大使命。
This is the great commission given to us by Jesus.
那我们今年我们教会事工方向是什么？一起来念一下：自己做门徒，带人做门徒。那这也是我们教会对大使命的一个回应。
This is also a response to the Great Commission.
这也提醒我们。
This also reminds us.
作为教会，我们的使命是什么
？As a church, what is our mission?
那我很喜欢李牧师曾经说过的一句话。
I like what Pastor Lee once said.
他说一个教会可能很活泼。但是可能没有生命。
A church could be lively, but no life.
我们可能有很多的活动项目。
A church might have many activities and programs.
但可能没有生命。
But it might not have life.
盼望我们教会是带着主耶稣复活的生命的教会。
I hope our church is the church with life of resurrected Lord.
当我们去传扬复活的主的时候。
When we spread the word of the resurrected Lord.
帮助更多的人来信靠这位复活的主的时候
，and to help people to trust in the resurrected Lord，
我们就可以帮助更多的人能够来有依靠。
We can help more people to have someone to rely on。
他们就可以少些眼泪，少些伤痛。
And there will be less tears, less pain。
保罗是一个大有学问的人。
Paul was a man of great learning。
他却说，我们一起念一下。
But he said，
我曾定了主意。在你们中间不知道别的， 只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。盼望我们都有这样的心智。
May we all have such determination.
不但依靠，更是去传扬这位为我们的罪钉在十字架上的耶稣基督。
Not only to believe in, but to proclaim the Jesus Christ who crucified for us.
也用各种的方法去传扬这位复活的耶稣基督。
And use many ways to proclaim the resurrected Lord Jesus.
就是使用我们每一位。
May the Lord use each of us.
靠着复活的主。
Through the risen Lord.
我们不但自己可以不再哭泣。
Not only can we stop crying ourselves.
也可以帮助周围很多人不再哭泣。
But we can also help those around us stop crying.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all pray together.
主耶稣，你是复活的主。
Lord, you are the risen Lord.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们感谢你的复活带给我们的盼望。
We thank you for the hope and the resurrection you bring us.
这是世界不能给也夺不走的盼望。
I hope that the world cannot give and take away.
求主你帮助我们都来信靠你，传扬你。
Help us all to trust you, to proclaim you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.